This is a must watch. Oh, the fifth live Roadblock telecast coming up on September 9th. It's a Friday. It's Stand Up to Cancer. This is who's doing it. And a special executive director for this, Bradley Cooper. You know, Bradley Cooper, I think he's got an Avengers in the works. He's always doing something. We are joined by one of the co-founders of Stand Up to Cancer. And there are many strong people dedicated working on this, including Katie Couric. And we are joined today by Kathleen Lobb. She's one of the co-founders. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Tina. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming. I know it's got to be busy as heck right now getting this telecast ready, but this is the show to watch and you can see it so many places. And so talk to us a little bit about Stand Up to Cancer and so much celebrity involvement. And it's been going on since 2008. $370 million in research funding. You guys are doing incredible things.
Absolutely. Well, Stand Up to Cancer was founded back in 2008 by nine women from the entertainment and media communities whose lives had all been, you know, profoundly affected by cancer. And what we were trying to sort through was how could the resources of the entertainment community be used to get people excited about investing in a new approach to cancer research. We fund dream teams of scientists from different disciplines and different institutions that work to accelerate the pace at which new therapies get to the patients who so desperately need them.
So this is innovative research and technology. Over 100 scientists and doctors involved, right?
Actually, over 140 institutions, mm-hmm. scientists at 140 institutions, actually 1,200 mm-hmm. scientists now on 19 dream teams. So it really has grown remarkably with all the support that we've gotten from the public and other supporters.
It's incredible. And the celebrity involvement from the beginning, pushing this forward, driving it forward. There's a statistic listed on the site for Stand Up to Cancer that one in two men will be diagnosed in their lifetime in the U.S. and one in three women
in the
U.S.
That's absolutely correct. Yes.
Because those are staggering statistics.
They really are. And one of the things, you know, in terms of the support from the entertainment community, we started when we had this idea, you know, of drawing on the entertainment industry's resources. We went to the networks and mm-hmm. said, would you donate the time for a fundraising telecast that had been done after both man-made disasters like the September 11th attacks and natural disasters like the Southeast Asian tsunami, but it had never been done on a proactive basis to try to address a public health problem. But cancer's impact is so ubiquitous, you know, it really does affect everyone. And the networks were enthusiastic about working together in this way. So we are now up to over 60 broadcast and cable networks and streaming platforms who will carry this telecast, which is by far the largest number we've ever had. And we're really excited about
it. It is exciting. Yes, it's huge. The world is watching. And it's a worldwide problem. This is affecting all of us.
This is an international effort. We have scientists from seven different countries on these dream teams. And we actually have, you know, Stand Up to Cancer entities in some other countries. We launched Stand Up to Cancer Canada back in 2014. And two of our dream teams in really important areas, one that's looking at stem cell research in different types of brain cancers, and then another that's looking at a very difficult to treat subtype of breast cancer, were launched since our last show in Canada in 2014.
Nice. Did you get Canadian celebrities too?
We have had Canadian celebrities. Mike Myers, mm-hmm. You know, played a key role in our last show. Seth Rogen mm-hmm. Has been involved a number of people.
You've got Bradley Cooper now.
We mm-hmm. do. Bradley lost his dad to lung cancer a couple of years ago and was very enthusiastic when we asked him to step into the executive producing role with a fantastic company called Done and Dusted that did the Super Bowl halftime and other, you know, live TV extravaganzas. So we're very excited to have Bradley. Katie Couric, as you mentioned, is one of the co-founders. And I didn't really touch on the backstory of the women who, you know, came together around this idea, but there were kind of three groups of people. So Sherry Lansing, you know, of course, you know, from here in Los Angeles, longtime CEO of Paramount Pictures, and Ellen Ziffrin, and then the Entertainment Industry Foundation is the nonprofit entity of which Stand Up to Cancer is a part. So Katie Couric had worked with EIF in what she did around colon cancer research and awareness after losing her husband, Jay Monahan, to the disease, EIF CEO Lisa Paulson, and then Laura Ziskin, the late Laura Ziskin, our beloved co-founder, actually executive produced the first two of these telecasts before breast cancer took her life. And her colleagues, Rusty Robertson and Sue Schwartz and Noreen Fraser, we were all thinking about this same issue of how can we draw on the entertainment community's resources to get the public engaged in supporting research, but also just really aware and excited about what a transformative moment this is in cancer research. There are just extraordinary advances, and that's one of the things you'll see in our show. There are three patients, you know, who are being profiled who had really radical improvements in their health after they received treatments that were developed by the Stand Up to Cancer Dream Teams.
You get the opportunity to see how it works, how this works with Stand Up to Cancer. And then Bradley Cooper, what was his role in producing it? How did he work with you?
You know, one of the key roles for an executive producer is to get other talent involved in participating in the telecast. So he has been, you know, very much a part of that effort. And we have really an extraordinary lineup of other talent, you know, in addition to Bradley, Ben Affleck, Matthew McConaughey, Emma Stone, Anna Kendrick, Josh Gad, Eric Stone Street, Ken Jeong, who, interestingly, I'm not sure how many people know this, you know, Ken plays a doctor on TV and actually is an MD, and his wife has had breast cancer, so he's one of our ambassadors who's incredibly engaged with us. Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig, John Hamm, Viola Davis. It's really will be a star-studded evening, and you know that is one thing that Bradley has done. And then helping shape the content, you know, in terms of patient stories and the rest of the show,
which includes Celine Dion. Yeah,
it does. It does. Yeah. We're very excited about Celine's performance. You know, she has had terrible losses in her family this year, not only her husband, but a short time after her brother to cancer. So I think this is a cause that is very important to her.
It's had, yeah, big effect on her life and her family's life. So it's not surprising that she would absolutely want to participate. And then Keith Urban is there and Little Big Town. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we have a really a wonderful country mashup, if you will, of, of Keith and Little Big Town and Dierks Bentley.
Dierks Bentley, too. Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. So this entertainment is just going to be amazing. And during the telecast or before the telecast, you can also post to Stand Up to Cancer.
Right. We have a campaign, hashtag reasons to the number two stand up. And what we tried to do with the show this year is kind of bring our viewers into it, if you will. So people have been posting, you know, largely about their loved ones, either people who have battled and survived cancer or have been lost to the disease. And those, you know, photos and videos will be kind of a visual backdrop to the whole evening. So we're excited. That's the first time that we've taken that approach. And the response has been fantastic. You just hear one beautiful story after another.
That's a great idea. And during the telecast, that's a good time to donate?
It is. You know, you can do it. There will be both a, you know, traditional phone bank, if you will, and in terms of celebrities taking calls, you know, from individuals who are phoning in to donate, and then an array of mechanisms in terms of digital and social media, you know, through which people can donate as well. So we're excited about, you know, having all of of those components of the show, and in terms of our talent, you know, not just the film and television stars and musicians, you know, that I've been mentioning, but some of the social media personalities who have such a big influence in the digital space. You know, people like Grace Helbig will be part of the telecast as well. The patient stories that you'll hear are incredibly hopeful. You know, there's a woman, a colon cancer patient, actually, I think for the first time, will have someone with that disease. That treatment is something that's called epigenetics, which is a pretty new area in cancer. And one of the things that they've found is that these epigenetic therapies can really prime the cancer to respond better to subsequent treatments of different sorts, whether that's chemotherapy or, you know, immunotherapy. And then there's a young man who has had an immunotherapy, which is, of course, one of the most exciting areas in cancer research, mm-hmm. using the body's own, you know, defense mechanisms to attack the cancer. And that's an area where Stand Up to Cancer has really been a leader.
And we'll see a lot of this about being involved in the immunotherapies on the show.
Absolutely.
Telecastly. You can see it in so many different places. And commercial free, right?
Yes, absolutely.
On everywhere.
Yeah. We're so grateful to our viewers for the support that we receive, you know, doing this telecast, you know, every other year. And, you know, our major donors as well. This is a substantial level of funding raised, and really a unique approach, especially when we started back in 2008. We talked to a lot of scientists. How should we go about funding things that will really benefit patients quickly? And they said, you know, there weren't really that many mechanisms that allowed for scientists both at different institutions and different disciplines to work together, and that has benefited patients greatly.
Yeah, I love the interconnectivity of all of this. And thank you for being so passionate, doing everything that you're doing and bringing us this exciting telecast.
We really didn't know what to expect when we started out back in 2008, and I think that, you know, my colleagues and I just feel so blessed, and the scientists are so excited, you know, to have the resources of the entertainment community getting people excited about their work.
It's Stand Up to Cancer, and the telecast again is on September 9th,
8 p.m. here in Los Angeles. It will air.
Are we going to see you on the telecast, Kathleen?
You absolutely will not.
No.
Come
on. Maybe even just one still photo or
stick,
no?
Yeah, okay. Maybe that. Stick with my behind the scenes role. No, I'll leave that to the greater talents, mm-hmm. in terms of the storytelling. And there'll be a lot of, you know, fun things. There are lighthearted moments too. It's, you know, that walking that line between the, you know, very serious, you know, storytelling of patients, you know, with cancers and the cancer and the researchers helping them. But it's also, you know, there'll be a lot of. Mm-hmm. Comedic fun moments too.
It's Stand Up to Cancer telecast September 9th, and Kathleen Loeb, who is incredible, dedicated, and co-founder of Stand Up to Cancer.